this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I'm Bill Lako. Dollar Bill Lako.
That's right.
Golf shoes with dollar bills on them. I'm not even lying.
Yeah, no, I saw them.
As you should. As you should.
They're awesome. Pete and Stacy gave me them for my birthday.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, very happy.
Yeah, nice.
And that's Troy Harmon.
What's
and Jared McKenzie.
Glad to be here.
A lot of smart people here. You've got 12 designations, and so does Troy. So
well,
I'm the dumbest one at the table.
A couple of letters.
two apiece.
That's right. Well, we got to make sure we're taking care of clients well. So we like to keep up with these things.
I'm a certified financial planner.
That's right.
And what are you?
And me as well, as a certified wealth strategist. Both very similar general designations, but allow us to speak to a number of different disciplines. So.
There you go.
What about you, smart man?
Mixed a chartered financial analyst, which is kind of a covering of everything investment-wise.
So they teach you how to throw darts.
Darts, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do darts.
Board, get
maybe you can
board
figure out.
Out
the interest on your bond. and also have the certified valuation analyst, which would let me help you with the determination of a privately held business. So.
Nice.
Couple of designations.
All right. So what's going on this week?
Seems like nothing.
I mean, the president had been talking. There's not been any arguing.
They've been talking about everything but the economy. That's part of it.
You haven't heard anything about Russia in a while.
No.
We moved past that one, huh?
Yeah, I think I saw a statistic this morning that while the last week we're up about 0.5%, this morning they were talking about August being a down month for every one of the major indices. So the Dow, S&P 500 to this point is all relatively negative.
Well, it's pretty flat too, right? Even though it's been flat, there's been a lot of volatility, it seems. Tuesday, was it? We were down.
Yeah, I saw some of the mid and small cap indexes that were flat for 3 days. You don't often see that. Bill would have been absolutely right. You know, he always wants to say the market's going to be flat. He would have been right for 3 days last week. So you just never know. It's a very strange
that pain
situation.
You'd have to say those words.
Oh, absolutely. Bill was right. There we go. I got it.
Everybody gets lucky every now and then.
Well, I say a broken clock is right twice a day, right?
There
That's
you
true.
Go. Right.
That true.
So S&P 500 still up a little over 9% this year. Looking at information technologies, up almost 23%. Energy down 17%. Jarrett, we were talking about that before we went on the air. Pains many of us who watched that fall apart in 2014. A lot of folks piled in and expected it to go right back to where it was.
You know, why do you think that is, given that the price per barrel has seemed pretty stagnant as well? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's moved all that much, at least not to that extent.
No, earlier in the year, the price got a little bit better, I guess, and then we saw the price of oil pull back a bit. So I still believe it's a managed market. It's one that's not working off just the basic principles of economics, where supply meets demand, and somewhere in there is the equilibrium price. I believe that obviously supply was managed. Mm-hmm. It was market was oversupplied for quite a while, over a year really, until Saudi Arabia got themselves in trouble by getting the price so low with that oversupply that they had to stop and do something else. So they found a new level. But I still believe that it's more or less managed. We do have the Bakken Shale, which was the range in North Dakota that just got sapped of everything, it seemed. Seems to be back online, and we've got a newfound break-even price in those wells as well. So
let me ask you this. With regard to that sector, does the PEs, the price to earnings, is it saying that this is a lot of this is at a discount now, or is it pretty consistent with where this is trading? I mean, are there some opportunities here given that it is down 17% for the year? Or?
It looks as if there are, and like I say, the part of the reason that I talk about that being a managed market is because it's so hard to forecast exactly what's going to happen next when you've got human intervention. That's
the cartel and all.
Right. That's doing things that would be contra to normal economics. So that space I'm a little bit timid with still, but sure. it does look relatively reasonably priced. And following on that, we've got news out of the S&P 500 earnings for second quarter. Just about finished. 487 of 500 companies in the index have reported. The surprise on the earnings, 4.38% positive. So analysts had it a little bit off. We were better than the analysts expected. Earnings growth, which is the real number we look for, 9.25% higher than previous year, same mm-hmm. period. So second quarter 2016.
Interesting.
Energy, we were just talking about it, 209.95% growth in earnings. A lot of these companies went negative. Yeah. So, we're better, but it's still not a whole lot to brag about. Sales growth was 15.83% better, and earnings just came back positive, basically, is what we're talking about there. Mm-hmm. If you look at other hot spots, it's not surprising that information technology should be doing so well. 14.5% growth in earnings in the second quarter for IT companies. Really the only negative spot, utilities down 4%. Kind of strange, especially when you look at utilities and how they've performed year to date, 12.5% higher, and their earnings are lower. Yeah. Don't know if that's
a bit strange.
A lot of times it's weather related when you sure. talk about earnings being different in utilities. So mm-hmm. That's just another one of those interesting things. If you look at what happened this week alone, utilities led the market 1.49% higher, while the overall market was up 0.5%. Consumer staples, which hardly ever do this, were down almost 1.5% this week. consumer staples, the boring old stodgy companies that
right.
you never forget them because you always need their goods.
Exactly.
But when you're an investor, things you just don't expect them to lead on one end or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But there you have it. Mm-hmm. We do have a little bit of information out of the economy this week, starting with the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. Consumer is key to our economy, so we look at this quite a bit. The sentiment indicator was up 4.2 points. Basically, it's the highest one-month gain in 2017 for this particular indicator. Ended up 97.6, and that can be over 100. The increase in household financial expectations was one of the highlights. Business expectations also a little bit higher, but they still remain below their April and May highs. MBA mortgage applications, this is a weekly indicator that we look at. Overall composite index decreased by 0.5%. Purchase index is down 1.5%. Refinance index a little bit higher, 0.3. And if you look at the mortgage, the 30-year average mortgage fell 4 basis points, currently at 3.88% on a 30-year mortgage. I didn't think we were going to have the opportunity to refinance again, but you can see activity's up a slight bit.
Well, but the July, it fell quite a bit as far as new home sales, right? I mean, there was a pretty significant
absolutely.
Downturn there, which doesn't look all that meaningful, it appears.
Yeah, it fell 9.4% on the month. And then if you look relative to July of 2016, it's down 8.9%.
So maybe consumers are kind of starting to get deterred by some higher prices, it looks like.
It
finally.
Could be. Yeah, well, the story's been that new home inventory has been very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's causing prices to increase, and I think the price sensitivity is what you're sure. starting to see. So home builders aren't building near what they did in 2005 and 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget that was a bubble, so it's probably healthier that we have
sure.
The levels that we have today. Jobless claims another, another week and being the hot spot rose 2,000 from the previous week. 234,000 was the previous week's number. 237,750 is what we've got now. Basically, in a nutshell, employment situation is still just as strong as we've been seeing. So always good news there. So it has been in the last couple of years.
Yeah, no real surprises. That's kind of what the expectation was, right? I mean, it was pretty much in line with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, this one last piece, existing home sales fell 1.3% in July, still up 2.1% relative to July of 2016. Decline was led by a disproportionate decline in condo sales, so it's still higher even there in the condo space. Year over year, it's still higher.
We're back. I feel like we're on the crazy train watching Washington.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Oh, look, it's only going to get better, right? What's coming up? What's coming up? They started yakking about it already.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the president threatening to shut down the government.
Sure, yeah.
We're going to default on our debt. Blah, 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 blah.
There's a wall to build, Bill. It doesn't matter if the government shuts down. You've got to build the wall.
Hey, man.
That's what he said. I couldn't believe this.
No. Hold on now. We might have to. We're going to duke it out now.
No, I agree with the wall. But really, you're going to shut the government down to get it done?
I mean, I think there's some bloviating going on, which might add to some volatility. I'm just speculating.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, when was the last 20% correction, Troy?
20%, you're going to have to 2009?
I feel like it might have been around the time we got downgraded on our debt. Yeah. That's how long ago it was.
It was
what are we talking
August
about now?
5th, 2011.
What are we talking about now? are we talking about now?
Yeah, we're
are we going to raise the debt ceiling? Are we not going to raise the debt ceiling?
Yeah. We never got upgraded from that, by the way, and you know why? They downgraded us based on the fact that we didn't have a very stable leadership in Washington. That's exactly.
Not much has changed.
Exactly. Who's going to argue with that at this point?
That's why there's no upgrade, right?
Yeah, the S&P downgraded us to. So, and what was strange is our interest on the debt went down. When they downgraded us, everybody decided, let's go invest in America.
Yeah.
It was just strange. But the equities market, the stock market did fall.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So when was the 20% decline again? The last one? What'd you say?
It was 09, I think.
No, it would have been a.
I thought you guys gave us.
Yeah, you're right. We had
20%.
That was when they downgraded the debt.
Yeah.
Am I telegraphing here? Are y'all paying attention to what's coming?
No. I got the chart you guys gave.
So should I say sell? Should I scream it?
You never do that, Bill.
I don't do.
But you got to.
We're not
going to
sell. We're not doing that.
Yeah. Okay. You better.
I tell you what.
So the question is,
does make sense to cover up?
Do I care?
Batten down the hatches.
Do I care?
If the
how fast did that 20% correction change directions?
Oh, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Corrections are very quick in the decline.
Now, I have to go back and look, so don't quote me on this. Don't send me nasty grams like, you know, I get from time to time.
Talking about months, not years.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was less than 90 days. We were back to where we were and big whoop, except for if you had some cash on the sidelines, you wouldn't have spent it because you thought it was going to go lower.
Right.
I already seen this video, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, let's just be prepared.
Oh,
September
yeah.
might be an interesting month.
Yeah.
I might actually say down instead of flat. A couple of shows. Or maybe they might pull their head out of their proverbial backsides and actually do something.
Yeah, it would surely be nice to see a win out of Washington.
Well, just something.
Especially when we're talking about regulation, taxation,
look,
any of those things.
I'm not going to lie, but I would prefer to see my taxes go down.
Sure.
So I don't really care about the rest of it. I'm a one voting,
issue vote.
One issue, right. One issue vote. Taxes.
That's right.
There you go.
Hey,
that's
it's
right.
My money. It's not your money.
Mm-hmm. Was it us talking about this the other day? It's talking about teaching your kids about taxes. You go buy them an ice cream and take a third of it. See, how they react to
plus,
that.
Plus what? 6% for state, right?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. You used to get an extra lick off of it, you know? I mean, it's just, I can't wait to try it. I want to see their face. I'm going to have to make sure I got my phone ready to get a picture of that.
Exactly.
But we got,
anyway, so all reality wise, there, Troy. What are we thinking? Does it really matter?
Well, I mean, you still look at the market. We've had a little bit of volatility lately.
No, I'm saying coming up. Do you really care? Are you changing the portfolio at all?
I'm not changing the long-term strategy. No, it's not what you do. And let's face it, our portfolio is pretty conservative to begin with. When you start where we do with companies that have predictable earnings over a long period of time and debt that's easily manageable, you don't see companies don't bankrupt if they have no debt.
Yeah, that's
and
true enough.
And we don't buy those that just have none. I mean, they might have some, but it's easily manageable.
Well,
that's what you get afraid of when things turn sideways.
And this might be the time of the year where you might want to take some tax losses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a great
idea. Leave that
if
cash sitting
some
on the sideline, betting on the,
So tax losses.
I sound like a market timing. I can sell later on we're going to have a little class that we're going to sell that we could teach you some strategies that, to butterfly. Spread, swap, upside down cake.
Right. Somebody get the net. Bill Aiko's gone off the rails.
What? Seems like a money making venture.
Yeah. That might. The class probably is. The operation you're talking about, probably not. So
I'm only kidding. Absolutely. Everybody out there knows I'm full of what. So
the thing. Bill, in all seriousness, though, when you see prices as high as they are and the potential for volatility increasing, the best thing you can do is go back to your strategy. By that, we mean rebalance your portfolio. If you have, we talk about it all the time, if you have needs within the next 10 years for liquidity, meaning you have known spending needs that have to come out of your portfolio, put them on the sidelines. Buy fixed income with those known quantities so that they mature when you're going to need the money. And that's our 10-year rule in a nutshell.
Right. Well, and we are sort of at an all-time high.
Yeah.
So
we're close.
Be a good time to do it.
No reason not to do tax loss sales multiple times during the year.
Yeah. Now, you're going to find few tax securities that are going to be at losses after we've had such a market run, but there's probably something in your portfolio that you can fix your taxes with a little bit.
I mean, if you own, I guess Uber's not publicly traded, right?
No, it's not.
But they did just get marked down.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, they
have volatility within their leadership, too.
For what is still invested.
It's indicative of the country, folks.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
For what is still invested in the equities, though? I mean, we've done some rebalancing to so that it's more defensive, right? I mean, for
sure.
Because that money beyond the 10 years, you still want invested, right? We need that to remain invested, but defensively so that we don't subject clients to a lot of losses, which would have them playing a lot more catch up than they
Well, but, even that, though, because during 08 and 09, everything was down.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, even
there's very few companies that weathered that storm.
Well, now they went down. Quality companies do tend to go down less.
Sure.
Right.
Well, so look, we saw, and I don't know if you saw this recently. These guys put it out to us, but there was a J.P. Morgan study that looked from 1994 to 2013, so almost 20 years, right? Had you remained invested the whole time through the dot-com, through the crisis, you're looking at like a 9.5% annual rate of return. Mm-hmm. Just the 10 best days knocked you down to 4%.
Right.
It's just crazy.
Sitting on the sidelines.
I would hate to have ridden the financial crisis down that far, but when seeing that, it was kind of like,
So the takeaway is don't just go out and willy-nilly sell because Bill screamed sell into the microphone.
Right.
He was only joking.
Right.
But if it's time to rebalance, it's time to make some adjustments. Well, I mean, you got to go into September thinking it's going to be fun to watch.
Right, yeah. So what you wind up doing when you rebalance is you take those
securities. Is there anything more fun than watching politicians beat the you-know-what out of each other? You know what I'm saying? Verbally abuse.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. You might have one that you're kind of tied to, but nobody really loves them.
That's so true. All right, well, look, we're going to stop here for a quick break. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.